Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking that out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which is right there on the homepage. And don't forget to check out our blog, too, and all the other things that you can find there on our website that we've created just for you, just so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Lots of stuff there. I hope you'll enjoy it and use it to your advantage. Let me introduce you to Russell Lamb. Russell is a principal in a company called Allegro Realty Advisors. Russell, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Folks, as you know, I'm broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic, the golf tournament down here in Woodlands, Texas, and having a great time. Russell, Allegro Realty, now, Realty Advisors, I should say. Get the whole thing in there. Allegro Realty Advisors. So your name is Allegro, and you advise people on real estate. Is that what that means?
That's right, Jim. Well, we primarily focus on corporations. That are in the $1 to $4 billion in revenue size range, and we provide outsourced real estate services to those companies. We provide a range of services, whether it's transactional work, buying and selling real estate, leasing offices, as well as providing more strategic perspectives on how companies can best use their real estate as a strategic asset in their growth.
You know, Russell, when I was coming up as a young pup in the marketplace a long time ago, if you drove by a large company's operation, and someone was mowing the yard, that was an employee of the company. If somebody was painting the building, that was an employee of a company. Obviously, the people who were doing the things that the company did were employees too. But everything, if you saw anybody walking around looking like they were busy, they were employees of that company. Today, companies let someone, let other companies mow their yards, paint their buildings. And one of the things that companies used to have, and some of them still do, are companies, I should say, are divisions that manage real estate. There actually are some companies who have vice presidents of real estate, don't they, Russell?
That's right. And, you know, I think as a company gets much, much larger, and they've moved through that transition of, you know, from a Fortune 1000 to a Fortune 500 company, they oftentimes will decide to consolidate those operations in-house. However, they'll oftentimes still use some outsourced service providers. What we have found is, you know, companies that are in the $1 to $5 billion range have certainly achieved a level of success. But have and usually have extensive real estate portfolios, but really haven't made the turn to decide to insource that the capabilities to serve that real estate portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
what we found is that it's a great niche for us to bring technical competency to an area that has a lot of financial bearing on the company, and allow the company to really focus on what they're doing rather than on these kind of support services.
One of the things that I tell small business owners as often as I can, and Russell, they're rolling their eyes right now because they know what I'm going to say, and that is that you need to ask yourself, you need to look at every task that you do in your business and ask yourself this question: must this task be done in-house? And that's the outsourcing question. And I tell them to ask that about their own business, but that's the question that you ask your customers about their business, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, you know, I think as a small business owner, I certainly can appreciate the challenge that clients can have in deciding to let go of a task. You know, I think all of us small business owners have the same kind of control that we want to maintain and the kind of drive that we have to think we can do it all. But the fact of the matter is we can't and we shouldn't. And so I feel like oftentimes when I'm in front of a client or a new prospective client, I have a particular insight into what they're thinking, because they oftentimes think, you know, well, this is just one more little task. We can take care of it. And the fact of the matter is you just really can't. You need to focus on the things that are going to grow your company. You came into business for a particular reason that does evolve over time, but you have to be able to, if to really take your company to the next level, you have to be willing to use other service providers who can provide the service better and probably more cost effectively.
Well, you know, you were talking about what it takes for a company to be big enough to have their own in-house realty company, for example, to manage all of the leases and whether to lease or whether to acquire, the maintenance, the insurance, sure, all that stuff. The companies who haven't quite gotten to the point where they can have their own in-house organization, they're doing it themselves, but they're probably doing it poorly. And that's where the problem is, isn't it?
Well,
it's not just that it's inefficient. It's probably not being done. It's probably maybe even be hurting the company.
Well, you know, and we have found that, you know, for corporate real estate, that function oftentimes bounces around companies because there's no one that is really not clear who should manage it. Sometimes it's
nobody wants it.
No one wants it. And, you know, we found it to be in HR at times, which makes no sense. Sometimes it's in legal. And sometimes it's in purchasing. It can be all over the place.
Russell, hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back, folks. We got one more segment with Russell. Russell Lamb is the principal of Allegro Realty Advisors. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 29 after. Stay with me.
The way you dance and hold me tight. The way you kiss and say goodnight. Parade on, it's a crazy feeling.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Russell Lamb is still with us. Russell is a principal with Allegro Realty Advisors, and that's what he does. He advises corporations on realty and real estate issues. Russell, I'm assuming that that's helping them with their leases. If they're scaling their business, they're trying to decide when they go into markets, should they lease buildings? Should they own them? Do you help them make decisions on building businesses so that all of their buildings look the same? That kind of thing, like for restaurants, things like that.
Well, what we have found is that we've wanted to focus our business on providing companies a national solution to their real estate needs. And so while we're based in Ohio, in Cleveland, Ohio, we have an office in Dallas. Our client work, however, takes us all over the country into Latin America and South America. And we've started doing a couple of projects in Europe. We have done some advisory service on a project in China, but we're looking forward to our first actual project in the ground there.
Congratulations. That's great. How many employees you got?
Well, we have 15 people in the firm, and we have developed a model where we're not affiliated with a national brokerage firm. We have found that we can provide a richer source of service to our clients by working with different real estate professionals in different markets. We look for the best one for the need of the client based on the specific project. And, you know, we've been able to, you know, we've been blessed to have great client relationships. Our clients really trust us to help them solve their solutions wherever that is, whether it's in our backyard in Cleveland, or it's a new facility in Phoenix, or it's, you know, office leases in Miami. We can do, you know, and we're a single source of contact for our clients, and that's been a great model for us.
Give us your website, please.
It's www.allegrorealty, that's A-L-L-E-G-R-O-R-E-A-L-T-Y.com.
All right. And what? How small a company would be a prospect for you? What's your profile look like?
Well, we really have found that the $1 billion is, you know, we can probably go a little bit lower than that, but we look for companies that are not in the real estate business but have grown large enough to have probably a portfolio of 50-plus lease or own properties and that are in a growth mode. And that are going to need someone who can bring discipline to the real estate process within their company and technical expertise to help them walk through the myriad of issues that arise during a real estate transaction.
Of course, you're a poster child for outsourcing, and that's how you make your living. So I know you believe it's important. But where would you be in your business if it weren't for globalization?
Well, I mean, that has been a significant driver for us. You know, as companies reposition to address a global economy, you know, you got to have a place to work and a place to produce what you're producing. And that's been a great driver for us to help companies make not only decisions between states and counties, but also now decisions between countries. And that's been a real driver for us.
Well, and, you know, another thing, and I haven't said this so far today, but I usually do. I like what Bastiat said about 150 years ago about basically what you and I are talking about right now. And he said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
That's right.
So, you know, when you're dealing with India or China or whatever, and the more we do business with each other, the less we're likely to shoot at each other. Isn't that true?
I think that is true. I really do. And, you know, when you build those
Look at this, Russell. You're helping to save the world. Think about that.
Right.
I mean, I bet you never thought about that before.
I haven't ever put it to that.
You know, I think this is why I think small business owners should be nominated for Nobel Prizes.
Well, I tell you, I feel like I'm
go ahead.
I feel like I'm fighting a battle every day out there. But
yeah. But, well, you are fighting a battle, but if it was easy, monkeys would be doing it.
That's right. Well,
hey, Russell, give us your website again, please.
Again, it's www.allegrorealty.com.
Thank you very much for being here today. Good job. I'm proud of what you've accomplished in your small business. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to talk to you. I'll be talking to you again. We'll have you back on in a year or so, and I bet you've doubled your business in a year. What do you think?
We're working every day to do that, Jim.
And there you go. Hey, thanks, Russell. I'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot.
Quick break right back after these messages. I got another small business owner I want you to meet right after these messages. 22. Stay with us.
I do believe in you, and I know.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.